And we're here with Senator Rick Jones. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Real good. Had a little slippery drive on the way over today from Lansing.
Got to drive careful.
Very careful. Yeah, a little snow cover and wet.
Well, I hear that we've shot 11 wolves.
I guess that's the case. You know, the DNR determined scientifically that up to 43 could be taken.
43
by hunters.
I wasn't sure of the top number.
And, the wolves have eaten some domestic dogs right out of yards and, of course, cattle and other things.
Right.
And they want to just push them back into the wild away from the cities.
Yep, that's right. I think we have a call here this morning. And good morning. You're online with the senator.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Political question here. Why is it, I'm just wondering why some of the laws you guys make are good enough for us, but not for the Congress and the Senate? An example would be insider trading, which you are allowed to do, and we citizens are not.
I should say that the senator here is a state senator, not a federal senator.
Well, then he can help. Why aren't the state senators going around and saying, hey, this has to stop. It's not fair to the citizens that they're given laws that we don't have to follow.
Well, I agree with you 100%. You know, also, the Congress doesn't have to have Obamacare. They have special ways of getting around it, and I don't agree with any of that. But that's the federal government, and, I have as much power as you. I protest, and I don't like what's going on.
Okay. I was just wondering about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're online with the senator.
Yes, I was wondering, I had read a couple months ago that the senator had introduced a bill or was thinking about introducing a bill on the taxing of the pensions. He wanted to do away with it. I was wondering what happened to that.
Well, I got five other senators to support it, and it's dead. I can't get enough support to move it. I voted against the pension tax when it occurred, and I would repeal it if I could get enough of support.
Well, I guess we'll have to talk to some of our other representatives. Would that help?
Well, feel free to talk to anybody you want. I didn't vote for it originally and would love to repeal it, but I got to have a lot more support. You got to have 20 votes in the state Senate to get something passed.
Okay. Well, thank you for your work on that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. All right. 395-1450, if you'd like to talk to the senator this morning. What's going on in Lansing? Not much.
Well, I'm working on a couple of things. There's always stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be in session to be
You're
working.
You're not in session.
We had a federal judge rule that the Michigan law on nudity in bars that serve alcohol was a violation of free speech.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a hard time believing that the founding fathers, as they sat around a table and wrote the Constitution and the amendments, were thinking about fully nude people in bars.
Yeah.
I really doubt it. So I'm working with the Legislative Service Bureau, that's the nonpartisan attorneys, to craft a law that would be constitutional under this judge's viewpoint and ban this, because we've already had one bar in Lansing go fully nude dancers with alcohol, and I don't think it's a good thing for Michigan. You know, we spend millions of dollars advertising this as pure Michigan, where you bring your family for vacation, and we're not Nevada. We don't need this sort of thing.
Okay. All right. And is that going to pass, do you think?
I think I'll be able to get that one through. I think probably most people would agree we don't need that, and we're going to keep it status quo and not have any additional nonsense.
Anything else you got going?
Oh, yes, sir. I've always got something going. You know, I found out that the some greedy stores are selling electronic cigarettes to children.
Really?
Now, electronic cigarettes are a way people can get their nicotine without smoking.
Right.
And they come in a lot of flavors, like root beer flavor and sorts of flavors, so they're attractive to children.
Right.
Certainly not a good thing to have kids getting addicted to nicotine. So most stores, responsible stores, won't sell them to kids under 18.
Mm-hmm.
But, as you know, there's some pretty greedy stores out there.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the ones that sold that imitation marijuana, K2 and spice stuff. So
yeah.
I have a bill going through the process to ban stores from selling that.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the senator.
Good morning, Senator. I read this morning that there is a bill introduced in the House by a Democratic legislator that guns which are sold privately, one to another, must be registered. Is that correct?
I'm not sure I quite understood you. That guns that are sold privately would have to be registered?
I believe that's what it is. I do not have the House bill, but it was in the Senate this morning.
Okay, and it's are you talking about rifles and shotguns and not handguns, I presume?
Rifles and shotguns. Handguns have to be.
Yeah, yeah. I don't believe anything is going to pass that everybody's shotgun or rifle is going to have to be registered. I think that's probably somebody that doesn't really understand the right to hunt and fish in this state, and I don't think that's going to happen.
I think I know how you will vote when it gets to the Senate.
I'm sure you do.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That would be a job to register all of those weapons.
Well, not only that, it doesn't make any sense. It wouldn't accomplish anything. And you know, we certainly want to make sure everybody can have their hunting guns, and there's no reason to take them away from law-abiding citizens.
All right. Time out for a word. We'll be right back with the Senator.
Budget 2. So, when the need arises, please consider one of four Dykstra locations in Holland and Saugatuck. We would be honored to serve your family.
And we're here with Senator Rick Jones this morning, and if you have a question for him, you may call us at 395-1450. All right, what's going to be the big things when they get back in session again?
Well, that's coming up pretty quick right after Thanksgiving weekend. A couple of things that I've been working on with Senator Tanya Shoemaker I think are pretty important, and that's to make sure that if a complaint is made on a doctor or any medical professional, that one person can't tear up the complaint and throw it away. And that occurred, of course, in Muskegon, where we had an abortion clinic, and women were being harmed, and they had to go to the hospital to have their health taken care of.
Yeah.
And the doctor at the hospital complained to the medical board, but the guy who owned the clinic, that was his buddy. And
oh,
he
boy.
Tore it up and threw it away. So we have legislation that has passed the Senate unanimously. And if anybody makes a complaint against a medical professional, at least three doctors will review it, and they will all sign a document that they have no conflict of interest, that they're not buddies, they're not friends with the
yeah.
guy. So we can have a fair review, and then if they determine something needs to be done, it'll go to the full medical board, and action will be taken.
Mm-hmm. What's happened to that clinic in Muskegon?
Well, that clinic was shut down by the health department. They found it to be so filthy. And the doctor who was on the board overseeing it has left and gone to Indiana.
Well, I guess we accomplished what we wanted to accomplish anyhow, didn't we?
Well, yes, but, you know, there's so many other cases that pop up. And another thing that's part of our four-bill package that if a medical professional sexually assaults a patient, they will never have a medical license again,
really?
Ever in Michigan. And, and that has been a problem.
Yeah.
We had a dentist in Macomb County that attacked a patient, was convicted. This isn't just accusations. This man was actually convicted of drugging and assaulting a patient.
Mm.
And he went to jail for a year, and then he got out and got his license back.
Wow.
So I want to put an end to that. I think we can't have that sort of thing.
All right. Very good. 395-1450 if you'd like to talk to the senator this morning. Earl's Meats time is 1046. Earl's Meats does all wild game processing year-round. Do you, we got a call here. Let's take that call. Good morning. Good morning. You're online with the senator.
Yeah. if he don't believe that that Obama's not coming after our guns, he's got his head in the sand, because who would ever think we would have Obamacare today and the mess we're in? You have no clue if you don't know what Obama's doing behind the scenes about taking our guns.
Well, we were talking about the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've never said that, sir. I don't know how you came up with that. We had a call, and he said there was a bill put in by a Democrat that all rifles and shotguns would be registered, and my prediction was it will not pass the state legislature.
Okay, but you know what I was saying. If it gets to Obama, he's hell-bent to take our guns. You can bet on that. Thank you.
Thank you. I guess both Rick and I would agree with that.
I would say that a lot of people in this country don't understand the Michigan heritage of hunting and fishing, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
It is. It brings a lot of dollars into our state. A lot of dollars are spent when people go on hunting trips around the state, and we need that money to keep coming in, and
yes,
keeps our stores going and people employed.
And it keeps the UP in business. And
yes, even the Upper Peninsula sees some money out of that. That's a good thing.
Yes, they do. All right. 395-1450 is our number if you'd like to talk to the senator this morning. And what else we got going in Lansing?
Well, there's a number of things that we'll have to be looking at soon, starting on the next year's budget. And I'm proud to say that under this governor, we have completed a budget early, 3 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, it just didn't happen.
No,
it got done at the last.
Much later.
Literally the last minute.
Okay, I got a call here. Good morning, online with the senator.
Well, I just wondered how he felt about the news that we just heard before he came on, that Michigan is one of the worst-run states in the union, somewhere right behind California. I think it was 37 or something. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thank you.
Well, what I would say is be careful what you believe that's in the media. You know, you have different groups that do polls, and they have all sorts of ways of making the polls come out the way they want them to come out, and I think that is total baloney. But if somebody called you on the phone and said, are you angry about something, they could make you go one way or the other in a poll. I can tell you that the state is run better the last 3 years than I've seen it in a long time. Things are done on time. We have some areas we need more work in. I certainly would like to see more money going to roads and bridges. But other than that, I can tell you things are turning around. I see factories popping up and more jobs all the time.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the senator.
Good morning. For the guy that just called, I think that if Obama had his way, I think he would ban fishing poles, too.
Yeah, it's an idea.
So, I mean, yeah. And if you ever get a chance to watch Huckabee, he's had on there a guy on the street talking about, you know, asking people what they think about Obamacare. And people, you know, don't think too much of it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
And, it's really interesting. And they had it on, too, about Obamacare. Like, how many people are actually going to sit down and talk about Obamacare at their Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Good morning, online with the senator. Okay, 395-1450 here, our talk of the town number. And we'll take a moment out for the weather. And that weather is brought to you by Hop In, grinders, pizzas, appetizers, and more. Hop in downtown Fenville. And the forecast is for windy with afternoon snow with a high of 32, and snow showers tonight with a low of 30. Tomorrow, snow showers with a high of 33, and right now it is 29 degrees in the Tulip City. Good morning. You're online with the senator.
Yeah, talking about being one-sided, this senator. You know, this lady called in and said something about state of Michigan is ranked. I don't know where it is. You can't believe the media, he says. And yet everything that people call in against Obamacare and the Democrats, oh, yeah, you can believe that. So I don't know. I think he's a little bit one-sided, probably for the rich man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you know, let's talk about how you think I'm for the rich man. You know, I started out washing dishes for a living and cleaning toilets and mopping the floor. I understand what it's like to work. I then went on to be a police officer, and I was paid $7,000 a year. If I had had a couple of children at the time, my wife and I would have been eligible for food stamps. I know what it's like to be poor. I've never had a lot of money, and, sir, you're wrong.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Do we have another call coming in? Not at the moment, but we know that congressmen do get wealthy with various perks that they have. You don't do that at the state level, however.
You know, we cut our state wages while I've been there. We have made everybody pay 20% of their health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We have gotten rid of all pensions. Everybody has only a 401k.
Yeah.
Senators had five staff before I became a senator. We now have four. So we've made a lot of cuts.
Yes, you have. Good morning. You're online with the senator.
Oh, good morning. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
That report was not just a willy-nilly man on the street. That was put together by the Wall Street Journal. And, you know, a lot of business people. And their concern with Michigan is that the middle class and the lower class are having a hard time making ends meet. And our wages are a lot lower than they were a number of years ago. So I do believe the report. You know, we try to struggle to make ends meet, but yet, you know, you guys keep taxing everything, raising our taxes, like the pension tax and the income tax, and charging us more in fees. The fishing license, hunting license is doubling next year. State parks doubled. All that adds up for us, and, you know, it just makes it harder for us to make ends meet. And, you know, you can tell it when you're out on the road. Everybody's grumpy. Everybody's mad, it seems. It's just like everybody's spinning their wheels and just getting nowhere. So we want no more taxes. We don't want any more road taxes. Just let the economy get back on its feet a little bit. And maybe you guys do with less up there, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Want to comment on that?
Well, you know, since I've been there, we have done everything we could to support that your income tax go down.
Yeah.
I voted no on the pension tax. I want to make sure you understand that loud and clear. I voted no. I don't believe in higher taxes. So I don't know where you're coming up with that. But the state, we are seeing jobs. I have a factory near me who wants to hire 300. I have another business that announced they want to hire 100. And businesses are coming in. We just stole the Camaro back from Canada. We're going to make the Camaro in Lansing, Michigan, instead of Canada.
Very good.
You know, things are turning around, and they're looking good. Again, I don't care if it's the Wall Street Journal or who it is. Don't believe everything you read.
Good morning. You're online with the senator.
Yeah, Senator, I wonder, the way I'm thinking about that report on Michigan is that it was the city of Detroit that really drug down the state of Michigan. I think the state of Michigan's doing really well for the most part. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, the city of Detroit is in bankruptcy, and whenever somebody in the national media writes about Michigan, they concentrate on Detroit, and that's a problem for us. It's our image problem. You know, if they wrote about Lansing and Grand Rapids and Holland, we'd be doing pretty darn good.
I think so, too.
Okay. Thank you. And Detroit is still kind of in a state of flux, so that'll take a little time.
I just toured Detroit with a group down there to learn more about it. And the business area downtown is turning around. A company named Quicken has purchased a lot of the business property, and companies are coming in. So that area seems to be booming. But there are some neighborhoods that are in serious
decline.
Not
too good. Right. Okay. Good morning. You're online with the senator.
Yeah, just a good note. Spartan is staying here.
Yeah.
They're off the part of that. That's good news. They're going to hire more people, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a good sign. So.
Oh, yeah. The Spartan Foods. Yes, that's a wonderful
thing. there was a rumor they were going to move over there, but they managed to keep it here, so that's a good thing for us.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
it is. Thank you. All right. Good morning. You're on the line with the senator.
Yes, good morning. Senator, do you think it was imprudent not to vote for Medicaid, the earlier recognition? I think it was put off until March, and I believe I've heard that it cost the state $650 million. That seems like that's shooting yourself in the foot.
Well, let me tell you why it isn't. Currently, you can have Medicaid. Now, we're not talking about Medicare for seniors. We're talking about Medicaid, a welfare product. You can have it if you're disabled, if you're a child of the poor, if you're a mother-to-be, if you're a caretaker of children. All of those folks are already covered by Medicaid. What was talked about was expanding it to able-bodied people who are working, but working above the poverty level up to 133%. Now, what a better solution would have been is to have them all sign up for Obamacare. If Obamacare is so great, that's what they ought to sign up for. As far as losing money, that is hocus-pocus, nonsense, voodoo economics. I can tell you it's going to cost us $300 million a year for this Medicaid expansion, and that will take place in 3 years. And I had to ask the tough question, where will the $300 million come from? I want to see money for our schools, money for our roads. I don't want to have to cut $300 million from anybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We have another call coming in? Not at the moment. All right. We have just about a minute left here, Senator.
Well, you know, I want to wish everybody a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Please drive safely out there. I know the traffic picks up around this time of year. I came over from the Capitol today, and the roads are a little slick today and snow-covered. And I'm sure the crews are out there addressing that. And I want to wish everybody a blessed Thanksgiving, and I hope you spend it with your families.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Hey, we thank you very much for being here today and talking to us. And got a lot of calls, and you got a lot to take back with you.
Sure.
Thank you.